Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
What do you do when you only have 2 locations, Central Park and a dingy hotel room? You make a movie. We saw Hercules in New York, and you know what that means.
Schwarzenegger grow a baby in his belly, rock a rhinestone vest while ripping Justin to Kelly. Or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a boat with speed to hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul in the beautiful June, gonna take you from the groove all the way to the room. Ran the games of Street Fighter, helped to blow off steam. Just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado to Birdemic, how we staying alive. They call it in the badass and he's on the line. Cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice. Cause a bad Jim Varney looking kind of nice. Paul and June getting literal. Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you. How did this get made? That's a good look, Karuna.
Hello, people of Earth! And hello, people of New York City! We are live at Irving Plaza. Very excited to do a live show with you.
New York.
Oh my gosh. So exciting. So exciting to be here talking about a quintessential New York film. Joining me tonight to talk about this movie, the one, the only Jason Mantzoukas!
Go fuck yourself, New York! What's up, jerks?
Take that, Zooks.
Take that, Zooks.
That better be Zooks and not booze, or I will straight up come out there. I will come out there and I will fuck you up.
Also, join me welcoming my co-host, June Diane Raphael! You got some Junes. Both their names are perfect for booze. They could be booze or not. And our very special guest tonight. You know her from Broad City. Please welcome Abby Jacobson.
Oh my God, Abby!
Well, 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 well.
Wow.
How we doing so far, everybody? Good? We haven't even fucking started. This movie is...
awesome?
Amazing. I'm surprised I never heard of it.
No.
And I want to now watch it at least once or twice a year.
I feel like this is a movie we could do once a year on the show and still have a lot to talk about.
There's no way we're going to answer all the questions tonight. Okay, so let's just get into it. Abby, your first impression, because when you see the poster and you put on the movie, I want to see like what everyone thought in the first couple of minutes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I was surprised that he like kept acting after the movie. This was like introducing, and wait, wasn't it Arnold Strong?
Yes.
So I'm like, this was like introducing Arnold Strong, and then he blew up after this.
This?
Arnold
also. So I was
also,
like, where's it gonna be? The big, you know.
Also Arnold Stang.
Arnold Stang and Arnold Strong together.
Wait, is
are they
Arnold
that.
Stang is the guy, Pretzi.
I literally was like, does he go by two names?
I thought the same thing.
Wait, Pretzi gets a co-billing with Arnold?
Well, first
of all,
you
guys, what I thought was that Arnold Strong was the stage name Arnold Schwarzenegger had like chosen, or he had chosen a name for himself, which was Arnold Strong. And then he had also chosen a stage name, which was Arnold Stang.
Okay, so
both were being
you thought killed. Both of those names, just to be clear.
We're getting
in straight out of the gate. Thrilled. You thought both of them were his name, one his credit and one his character name, or both pseudonyms that he was going.
I thought they were both pseudonyms.
I did as well. So we are 100% in agreement.
I do know a couple facts. Producers thought that Schwarzenegger was an impossible name for anyone to get, so they billed it as Arnold Strong. And Arnold Stang is a very famous actor of
Pretzi?
The 60s. Yeah. The
Pretzi
60s and 70s.
I disagree.
Yes, he is.
I respectfully disagree.
Whenever we want to talk about Pretzi's apartment in New York, I'm ready. Let's table it, but I'm ready.
I will talk about Pretzi's apartment.
It doesn't need to be now.
I will talk about his job selling pretzels on the docks.
In a basket.
In a basket.
I wondered if that's how pretzels were originally sold.
Pretzi like on a shish kebab of pretzels.
Pretzi's character appears to be from the teens.
Yes.
I think his character jumped, like...
He's a newsie.
Hercules came from Mount Olympus. He came from the teens. Like, it was... Everything about him was, like, from a different era entirely. The era he was famous in, the 20s.
Should we just jump to Pretzi? Because I do have some facts. Or should we maybe just... Because I do also want to... Well, fuck it. Let's jump to Pretzi.
Oh, fuck it.
Here we go. I want to show you this. This is a picture of Pretzi. Now, you obviously can't see it because you're listening to this, but look on his hand. He's got a wedding ring on.
Yeah. Wait, so
Pretzi is straight up married.
No. Yeah, Paul, I disagree. I disagree. He is a widower.
I buy that.
Okay? No, deal with it. Pretzi's wife died. And it's your fault.
Although he might have poisoned her.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I would do like a whole movie about Pretzi. And he's like
a
fucking...
Israel, like, how much money do you think Pretzi's pulling in a day? Like, just a day. Like, what's...
Just a day?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, $17 in wooden nickels?
In the teens. Like, it's also in the teens. Well,
there was a moment where they drove from some dock to Central Park for
$2. $2.
And he couldn't pay for it.
Nope. And he has no money.
And they were so mean to this cab driver.
They treat the
cab
driver.
Give him the fucking $2.
Yeah. He only did his job.
Yes.
Drive them from place to place. And then did them the disservice of asking for his payment.
Well, at which point, that's the whole beginning of the movie to me, which is just like Hercules causing trouble in New York for people who are like just trying to do their job.
Yes.
I wrote down, I said,
Hercules is like, fuck you. You give me safe passage on your boat, fuck you.
Well, I wrote down, Hercules is a straight up villain.
Yes.
He is not a likable character. He fights with reckless abandon.
Yes.
And he's real cocky. It's not like, oh, I didn't understand. It's like, oh, we told him to work, and I did not want to work. It's like, it wasn't like, I didn't understand.
But
like,
but
he
by the
always
way,
understood.
But here's the really weird thing about Herc.
Herc? Wait, are we already going Herc? Okay.
He wants to leave Mount Olympus.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm correct.
Central Park, you mean?
He wants to leave Mount Olympus because he wants to live the life of a mortal and find adventure and fun.
Correct.
And something different.
Yep.
When he arrives, he behaves as though he's still on Mount Olympus and can't understand why people aren't behaving as they would on Mount Olympus.
Well,
even
yes.
though he's set off
I was
to
curious.
Go to a different land.
He does not attempt ever to be undercover.
No, but
like, he's like, I'm from Mount Olympus and my father is Zeus. Hi.
But it almost appears as though he was transported there. He chose to be there.
Well, I think he thinks, I'm not sure, I don't want to speak for Herc.
don't.
But I think he thinks when he arrives, he will be worshipped as the god that he is. And at some point, somebody has to tell him, oh no, we don't worship the old gods anymore. Or what? Like, there's a part where people are like, what are you talking about? Like, that you are that Hercules. And I think, because they keep telling us that Hercules is insolent and he is a boor. And he's like, that's their criticism against him. The problem is Schwarzenegger can't perform any of those emotions.
Sure.
So even though his lines are like, I want to do this even though I don't want you to tell me what to do, father, whatever. That's my Schwarzenegger. That's as good as it gets. No. You don't have to. It's not very good. It's not. It is not flawless. I disagree. But he's meant to be like an absolute brat and that this is going to humble him, but it doesn't really.
But it's weird. It's weird because he also gets into situations right away that are bizarre. He gets on that boat. He's picked up by just a bunch of sailors, and they're like...
Seamen.
And they're... the seamen pick him up, and they immediately
just
like...
Just a bunch of seamen.
And so we're not going to talk about the airplane.
Yeah, we're
going to...
Oh, we got to talk about the airplane.
We got to talk about this plane, bro.
I mean, the real bookend, that ties the whole movie together is the two airplane incidents.
Oh, yeah. It's all about plane travel.
Yeah.
The movie is a metaphor for plane travel.
Right. Well, and it is really interesting, like, how the gods decide to arrive, because some of them just, I guess, fall out of the sky, and then others seem to... And some of them fall out of the sky.
I'm playing the moment of him waving to the woman... Waving to a woman who is in an airplane. He's very polite to her. Very cute, almost like baby wave.
If you told me that this was Pretzi in a wig, I would believe you. As far as I'm concerned, the woman who sees Arnold out the window is from the same era of acting as Pretzi.
Well, let me just say
both
that I think...
Both of them are Don Knotts light.
If I was a director of this movie...
Which you could be.
I could have. I would give three directions. Bigger.
Yep.
Fight. And hands.
Yes.
Because at any given point, it's like, ah! Poof! Ah! That's about it. Those are the three emotions.
Well,
and
here's what's...
This woman does them all.
But what's even stranger is the flight attendant is called over by her friend, one of her best gal pals. And the flight attendant walks over and immediately starts putting oxygen on
his
feather hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Immediately. Doesn't ask a question.
It's just
by the
like,
way, they take it down
they
so casually.
It's like as if there's a button that just releases all the oxygen masks for just that seat.
I've been on an airplane numerous times. I've never seen them go, oh, yeah, you need the oxygen. We're going to
get that. For anxiety.
Yeah. So he is shot down by Zeus, and he lands in the middle of the sea. He's picked up by, like, I think L. Ron Hubbard, or a man who looks like L. Ron Hubbard.
You think it's Sea Org?
I think it was a Sea
Org.
Yet another movie with a Scientology underlying message.
And he's picked up by these seamen, and they go, well, we need to get you like a class. Like, you're going to now work for us. And then they seemingly don't want to let him ever go. And I don't know if that's a rule of the sea, that if you find someone in the sea, you get to enslave them forever.
I think
because
they're
like, where are you going? You can't leave us. Yes, you can. You found him in the ocean.
Maybe they're worried about mutiny and stuff.
Well, wait.
I don't know sea rules. I don't know them.
He saw something on the boat.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
That's what I'm saying. He was a privy to a lot of deep Scientology stuff. They can't let him go.
They can't let him go. They have to be like, no, you have to stay here. I felt like that was like the rules of the sea. Now that he has to obey the captain. Because they're basically like, you can't leave until the captain tells you. And he's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And he walks off like he's like... in with like a sweater around his shoulder and a jaunty cap. Like,
by
a,
the way, is the, my favorite look for him.
It's basically, is it Toms of Finland? What's it called? What is it? Toms of Finland. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Look it up. That's exactly what he's dressed like.
I said he became a dandy very quickly, like from shirtless and just running around. Like, oh, I'll wear a layering. He started layering.
I realized when I saw him in that wardrobe that I think it's the best he's ever looked. And here's why. He's so big and there's so many muscles.
Yeah.
That actually making him more feminine, to me, made him sexier.
Yep. Makes it work.
I had a big journey throughout this movie.
Please tell
really
us.
Really questioning my thoughts on Arnold Schwarzenegger's attractiveness. And it was never there before.
Never,
and there were moments
in
this movie where I was like, maybe? Yeah. You know?
Interesting.
I was like, I think I paused and rewound a couple times to figure it out. And it was like there was a new part. Or an old part.
So. Yeah.
It was an old-timey part.
He has a very, very small waist, which I never noticed before.
Sure.
Not necessarily an attractive thing, but I don't know. I noticed it.
He has a delicate, delicate waist.
Yeah. Well, he's a beautiful man.
I mean, sorry. What? I'm just going to need you to repeat that.
He is. I mean,
he's a beautiful man. Arnold Schwarzenegger. "Quote unquote" is a beautiful man, June Diane Raphael.
Like beautiful skin,
beautiful skin.
I'm gonna say this is the best. I'm gonna go agree with them and say this is the best he's ever looked.
Thank you.
He has, right?
And you really got to see a little bit of vulnerability. Every time he does this or this, I was like, he's insecure.
You know what it is? He is. There's
and I like that in a guy sometimes.
I agree. There's something about him where it's like, I actually feel like I saw him.
What?
I am there with you
talking about?
I will say,
this is a Tommy Wiseau level performance. Watching this movie made me think in 10 years, Tommy Wiseau might be the biggest actor of all time. Because Schwarzenegger traversed that range from absolutely horrid in this movie to unbelievably successful.
First of all, Jason, I think you're mad because obviously this is a movie close to you with your Greek culture.
Guys, how dare he? How dare he?
Yeah, here.
You are betrayed.
Here we go.
Dare he? You how dare they bring in this monster from Austria to perform as Hercules? One of the, oh God, one of my gods.
Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah. Save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eats all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick plus Mean Girls plus Jack Reacher plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas plus free delivery plus Paramount plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus essential plan only. Separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes, that's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better. And that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter. I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these.
I will say, to go with Abby and June, like, there was a moment, clearly a mistake, when he's on his date and he's walking with her into a lake, and he trips, and you could tell it was an Arnold accident, not a Herc accident. He's like, and he just kind of slaps his head, like, oh, I'm a big dummy.
I feel like he tripped on, like, a wire they were using film the movie.
And he was just sort of like, meh. And I felt like, I was like, oh, I like him. He seems like a very sweet guy.
I think it's that he's not performing the idea of Arnold here.
No, there is no idea of Arnold yet.
There isn't. And so what you're getting is this, and it's not great, but you're seeing fleeting glimpses of,
it's really,
like,
not great.
You're seeing fleeting glimpses of just, like, this young man who's trying to do this thing. And,
well,
you know,
here's the thing. He was 22 years old. He got the job because his agent told the producer he has lots of stage experience on, like, the bodybuilding stage. That's what he said.
So Pumping Iron had not happened yet?
It's 69, so I think Pumping Iron is later.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And he bulks up for Pumping Iron. This is when he was at his smallest at this age. But I will show you this. Clearly, some people did not think that he could handle the lead of a movie, and they dubbed him. So we, I think, all saw the Arnold version, but when this movie was released, this is the version that you saw. I'm going to play dubbed and not dubbed. Here we go. Okay, here we are.
Pretty! Right? 1930.
Dying in the psychiatry, I'm in love with him. I think Heavy is attracted too.
No kidding. Just shows you how desperate some women could be.
Diana and Terpsichore were in love with him. I think Hebe was attracted too.
No kidding. Just shows you how desperate some women could be.
How awesome would it be if Pretzi was also dubbed?
By Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger's line readings are tragic. They are so monotone, and like that, it's bananas. Watching him struggle through some of these lines was heartbreaking to me. Meanwhile, Pretzi is almost in reaction to him, trying to imbue every scene with so much energy and life that it comes off as if he's a, don't do that, as if he's a marionette. That like a Howdy Doody puppet that someone is like doing this with.
The director said that because they had such a low budget that they relied on Pretzi's reactions to sell everything.
There you go.
Because there are feats that happen when they get to Central Park. So they can't show you him like pole vaulting because he's not going to pole vault. So they had to cut to Pretzi's face going, the closest you can get to eyes popping out and a tongue going, like, he is working.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask a question about the Central Park scene?
Yeah.
Was the U.S. Olympic team
practicing
on, like, a softball field in Central Park?
Yep.
Okay, I believe it was.
Are they affiliated with, like, Florida? Why?
Well, it was also labeled as a college team. Yeah, they were all wearing USA Olympic outfits.
Yes.
And they were just doing traditional Greek, like, discus.
Javelin.
Pole ball. Yeah, javelin.
Long jump. Arnold couldn't even long jump.
By the way, the guy in the movie couldn't even long jump.
Yeah. It was like a shortstop.
Yeah, why was the professor there watching? That's pretty creepy.
He's just like, guy.
Look at these boys working out. Ooh.
Well, the professor, oddly, is obsessed with Schwarzenegger. There's no reason.
Yeah.
There's no reason why that professor would be like, I'm taken with him. He's a real brute.
Who here thought he was going to try and recruit Schwarzenegger
That's
for the team?
That's the whole idea, yeah.
Nope. Not doesn't try and recruit him. Just wants to, like, get to know him a little better.
I thought come over for tea. This is what's strange. What they set up, the first shot of the professor and his daughter on the on the bleachers of Central Park, they were talking about how her boyfriend,
yes,
who's on the team, is doing really well, but isn't paying attention to her.
Yes.
So it seemed as though, I guess, we were to understand that the professor wanted Arnold as a potential mate for his daughter?
Unclear, because later in the movie, the boyfriend is there with the daughter. What are you?
You guys are really getting
it.
Yeah!
Someone
said it. You nailed that plot analysis. Relax.
You guys, when they're at the Save the Cat conventions, these guys go crazy.
All is lost. All hope is lost.
Fun and games. I loved it.
But later, they're in the house, and the boyfriend is there, and they're talking about Hercules like he's all of their best friend. And the boyfriend is still there in the picture, even though I'm pretty sure we've seen Hercules on 10,000 dates with the girl.
But by the way, the first time Hercules, like, flirts with her, it's aggressive.
It's like...
Yeah, he's like, in. And
he also says...
And you go, like, that's Schwarzenegger flirting. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's, I actually have that scene.
I didn't mind it.
He also...
He is your lover.
By the way, I'm going to say I like this actress. I thought she was good.
I enjoyed her. Well, she's got two relationships happening at the same time, as well as a very unhealthy relationship with her father.
Well, and guys, at certain points in the movie, she just flat out says to Arnold, were you dropped on your head as a baby?
Oh, well, because she can only so many times say, oh, you're always joking.
Well, and every time these are educated people. So after, because again, he's not hiding it. He's like, I am Hercules, son of Zeus. Even the least learned of us all would go, that's odd. Those are Greek gods. Like, it's not like deep. It's not like, oh, they're really picking an odd one. Like, I don't know who Samson's father is. You know, it's like, this is the main one. And they have to really be dumb to it. Here's the flirt scene. Here we go.
Is anything wrong?
What could be wrong?
It's just that you're looking at me so strangely. I feel my hair may be out of place or something of the sort.
Everything's perfect. Everything is in its place. You just remind me of someone.
Oh, really? Someone you know?
A goddess.
A goddess? I remind you of a goddess?
What?
And again, cut to Pretzi to underline that it's awkward.
Pretzi?
Pretzi should have just ripped off his collars every time. Lost the collar, a new shirt.
If Pretzi had turned into an animated character in the middle of the movie, I wouldn't have noticed. I would have been like, yep, this makes sense. And like an animated, like an animal. I would have been like,
you
okay,
know,
cool.
You know that Arnold Stang is like, motherfucker Don Knotts gets all my shit.
I should have been Mr. Limpet.
In that role. Three's Company, I would have been great.
The thing that's strange about the movie, and this is sort of an overall reaction, is that you would think they would take Hercules and put him in a situation in the real world that was uncomfortable for him. Like taking care of small children or something that Hercules, as we know, I guess that is Kindergarten Cop.
Yep.
But it's just so strange. He's got this crazy strength in, you know, as in a god. And then he's got
making front page news as a wrestler.
And then he's a wrestler and he's on the U.S. Olympic team. It's like, yeah, these are all the things he can do. There's nothing
interesting about watching
that journey.
Make him teach a college course about Greek mythology. Like, hey, you know so much about it. Like, why don't we love your first person perspective?
How about the fact that Prezzi just straight up steals the professor's book about Greek mythology? He's like, what's this? Okay, shove. He has such a Depression era mentality that he's like, what's yours is mine. Who cares? I found it.
What?
I'm Prezzi. I don't care. I'm a scamp. I'm a street rat. I'm a river person. Who knows?
A beautiful, like, Woody Allen apartment in New York.
Wait. Here's the thing.
It's like a classic.
I want to talk about this apartment, but I want to just go to one of the things with the awkward flirting. We just saw that scene, and he says, like, you remind me of a goddess. And everyone freaks out, like, hey, you can't talk to a broad like that.
Yeah.
Well, he's only complimenting her.
And then
the boyfriend is like, hey, don't talk to my lady like that. It's like, really aggressive, and then he's only being polite.
They fight
in the living room, yeah.
In the living room, which amounts to the boyfriend getting on Herc's shoulders, and that's it. That's the fight. Break it up. And, like, it's just like...
Okay, now to the apartment. Time for me to blow your mind. It's not an apartment, it's a hotel room.
Prezzi lives in a hotel?
What?
Prezzi is squatting with Hercules because he says to him, he goes, we gotta make some money with all the bills you're racking up here at the hotel.
Oh.
And then Prezzi's always there. So Prezzi's homeless.
Wait. No. Time out. When Prezzi goes at the end of the movie and listens to the radio.
That's still in the hotel.
That's the hotel?
But it looks
so
like
he's going to be
looks
thrown
like
out
hotel.
Of there.
I'm going to try to pull it up.
I don't know.
Because it has a kitchenette.
I don't know about that. That's crazy.
I wrote it down because I knew it was too crazy. I could see if I can find the exact line, but I was like, it's a hotel. It is. There
what? Because that what it is? Because that dildo's the expert?
That's all I need. All I need is one person to agree with me. Yeah.
I would have loved to see.
Fuck you.
I would love to see, like, them, you know, all of a sudden, Hercules has, like, a whole wardrobe. Human clothes. I would have loved to see that.
That's a little montage.
A little montage.
That's a great scene.
Right? I wrote down that, like...
He has a camera. Yep. He has a lot of things.
Cannot afford any of those locations.
They had three locations. That hotel room at Central Park, which was used a lot.
Because I agree.
The entire city of New York on the street, right?
It would have taken nothing short of 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks for tailors to custom make all of the clothes he wears in this
movie.
I was like,
he got his same outfits, right? The same way the Gremlins get outfits in Gremlins 2. All of a sudden, they're like in Page Boy costumes. Like, where are these Gremlins shopping? I guess at the same place that Arnold Schwarzenegger gets his clothes. Because it's like it's instantaneous. He's a gigantic man. Those sailors did not have a perfect sweater
for him. I'm about to blow your mind.
Fit him just fine.
I grew up as the son of a family of Gremlins clothes makers.
Oh, I wanted to talk to you guys about this. Again, going back to that awkward flirting scene, the professor goes, we would like to invite you out for some tea.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I don't do drugs. Wait, is that a drug term? Has that ever
what
been a
drug? What drug is tea?
No one's ever asked me to sit down and drink tea.
Like, is it like tea leaves? Oh, it's a 60s term.
For what? Thai stick? For marijuana? Really?
I mean, people really...
The tea is silent? I don't mind saying you guys are the worst.
What do you think, or I guess, when was the moment for Pretzi when he decided to really take Arnold on?
I know it.
Oh, wow.
I want to come back to this moment because I was really confused about this fight with this plank. And, oh, yeah. And how
on the docks.
Difficult.
You're on the docks.
Around yep. the docks. Because
yep.
Hercules, it should have been a lot easier. Or it was confusing. But then there's a moment where Pretzi goes back for his hat. For Hercules' hat.
And sweater.
And he's like, I got it. Yeah. And he was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wow.
I think he saw his moment where he could be the little dog that runs around the big dog and is like, hey, what do you need? Hey, boss. Hey, what do you need? What, how can I help? Hey, how can I help, boss?
Well,
hey, what do you
way,
need?
Pretzi is like a downright, like an Arthur Miller character. We'll get into his end monologue. Uh-huh. But even when he's like being harassed by the wrestling guys, he's like drinking. He's in a Eugene O'Neill play on the side. That's
you're way
darker.
Pretzi
so
lives.
So what do you think Pretzi gets from Herc?
Companionship.
Like value. Life worth living.
Yeah. What if
he's needed?
Like, what if like he opened up a locket to look at a picture of his dead wife and it was just Schwarzenegger in a wig?
Yeah.
And that was the reason he's like.
What if, you know what would have been amazing? If the whole movie ended with you realizing Hercules never existed. It was all a projection of Pretzi. Oh, wow. It was a Tyler Durden situation. And then every other person had only been reacting to Pretzi and had been like, what are you talking about? Who's Hercules? But you hadn't seen any of that. And it was all just Pretzi.
Just a homeless man sleeping on a book of Greek mythology, and it just kind of seeped in.
It is widely known that Fight Club is based on this movie.
No spoilers on Fight Club, Jason.
Oh, sorry. Brad Pitt and his imaginary character at the end of that movie. And at the end of The Prestige, twin brothers. Spoilers for those movies.
The one thing that I think the movie does a great job of is letting you know that he's Hercules. And here
Paul,
is a...
Yeah. Paul, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Who does the best job letting you know that he's Hercules?
That's a tough one. I'm going to say Hercules does a great job. And I'm going to play you right now a mashup of Hercules saying Hercules. Here we go. These are all the times he says it.
Hercules, 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 Hercules,
Hercules, Hercules,
Hercules, and Hercules,
Hercules, Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules,
Hercules.
You know what's amazing? What I love about that is how many times he says his own name numerous times in the same scene. Which, when it's put together like that, you're like, oh, wow, in that one scene, he says it four times.
He's like a sports star who refers to himself in the first person.
How Did This Get Made is sponsored by Squarespace. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. Now, let me tell you this. Now they have this Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system where you can just drag and drop. It's so easy. It's so fun. Plus, they have this asset library so you can merge all your files from one central hub. I love it so much. Now, let me tell you. I talk about their customer support. I had an issue. Something went wrong. And not only did they get back to me in a timely fashion, but they solved my problem. They were attentive. And I have to say, regardless of anything else, sometimes the best way to judge a company is by their customer service, and Squarespace passed the Paul Scheer test. All right, so you could check out my website with a new feature. That's right. If you bought my book, you can sign up for that and you can get videos and pictures and all this kind of cool stuff. I built that on Squarespace. Check it all out. I love Squarespace. You will too. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Texas Pete. Oh my gosh, I love Texas Pete. It is the hot sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. All right, Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold and balanced flavor. I've loved Texas Pete for years. When I got a box of their stuff at my house, I was so psyched because what I love about their hot sauce is their tanginess, okay? You can use it on anything and you're going to try every flavor. I mean, you got the original, which is great. That's fermented peppers. It's a special blend. Then you got the hotter hot sauce, which is 3 times hotter than the original. And believe me, it is not for the faint of heart. Then you got Sabor by Texas Pete, which adds an authentic Mexican flavor. And I got to tell you, that might be my favorite next to their dust dry seasoning, which matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. It is so, so great. Texas Pete. Sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on 4 bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus.
There's so much to talk about.
We haven't talked about Mount Olympus at all.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
It's a backyard of a house.
The most unimpressive Mount Olympus, to a point where they use fog to an effect of, like, I guess, like, that will make it seem bigger. Like, the camera pushes through intense fog. But Mount Olympus has nothing on the planet of Pluto, which is just a gate and more fog.
A gate, fog, and wait, and like, and the guy who plays Pluto is insane. That is a portrayal that is next level, like, crazy.
He's amazing, and he says a great line in the movie, like, "I hate the Earth," and all of a sudden you hear honk honk, like literally a cab, like they are shooting on the street. They did not. There's a lot of horn honking in Mount Olympus, but the one in Pluto you hear honk honk. And Mount Olympus seems to maybe have 4 people in it at any given time.
Oh yeah, and they're all. I feel like the stuff, the Mount Olympus stuff, felt like almost Zardoz-y to me.
Very much.
You know,
so.
Like in that way of just like people dressed up in nonsense standing around like a lawn, and we're meant to be transported to like this is Mount Olympus. Like this is like the most amazing, like the home of the gods.
I get why Herc wants to leave. I'm like, this is boring.
I do too. And I think that's the one thing that they were successful in is, and they did this in Zardoz, but there's this something about being immortal that leaves everybody with just like
apathy
and this weight, and there is nothing happening.
Yes.
Well, you know what?
The gods are bored. The gods are bored.
Well, I was thinking, like, we know Greek mythology, and I guess there's an end point to it, but I guess like it's like a TV show that's been canceled. It's still going on for them. They're still having adventures, but we don't know it anymore. And like, yeah,
the
show is canceled. We had a great thing with Medusa.
We're not keeping up with their stories.
Yeah. Like their stories are just
non-existent. But here's what's weird: did they think that people, that mortals, believe in them anymore?
That's not, I don't know.
Don't know.
Such a good question. I mean, I still do, you know, my family. My family raised me. My family, right back there, everybody, wave to my family. Raised me to believe in the old gods. We would slaughter a lamb and offer it up offer its thigh up to Zeus. I love that Mercury arrived in a helicopter, and I love that Pluto arrived via subway underground in hell.
But how did he appear in the helicopter? Because Zeus, I mean, Hercules was like shot out, like, and fell into the water. So did he just like get shot into a helicopter or grab onto
Who knows?
A guy seemed to be checking off names, and then another guy, and he's like, "Who's that guy?"
Yeah.
Right? Because you can fit. So I don't know. That was.
I guess he wasn't on the roster.
Yeah.
But that was a real like kind of shit way to enter. I mean, it's so like, and again, no one does anything about it. Like, well, that guy didn't exist.
There were so many scenes that were utterly pointless.
Yeah.
Just, I feel like, almost as if to fill time. You know what I mean? Like, why did we need any of that scene with Mercury arriving via helicopter? Didn't need it.
No. He could have just popped up into the hotel
room.
Because
guess what? He flies away outside the window when he's done. When he's done, he literally jumps out the window of the hotel/apartment. And he flies away, and Pretzi almost loses his mind. This is where Pretzi turns into like a Don Knotts cartoon character who's like, I gotta have a drink. And it's really Pretzi, guys. Pretzi is on thin ice mentally.
By the way, it doesn't seem like Pretzi's working anymore either.
You could argue that this entire movie, because he doesn't.
No, but Pretzi is working as Hercules' manager.
I got worried in that moment because I was like, no one believes him.
Yeah.
No one's going to believe him.
And no one's ever going to believe him because he ends the movie talking to a fucking radio. It has broken him. He is done. Dunzo. Pretzi, dunzo. He should have killed himself. At the end of this movie, Pretzi should have killed himself.
We should watch his end monologue. This is, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Because this end monologue, I really did feel, I was like, whoa. What's going on here? I feel like they were like, hey, just, you got to do the scenes with Arnold, but we're going to give you some real moments.
Something juicy.
Sink your teeth into, like.
Is this the radio?
Yeah. This is the radio into the radio.
Okay.
Is that okay?
The radio, what's interesting is in the radio, when he talks to Zeus through, not Zeus, Herc through the radio, it's in the, even the Arnold version, it's the dubbed British man's voice.
Yes.
Which means Arnold never recorded those lines ever. They didn't have him, they couldn't get him, so they just kept the British guy's lines in. So when Zeus speaks, I'm not Zeus, sorry, Hercules speaks to Pretzi, it is the British guy, which I found utterly perplexing.
Hold on one second. This is the great technical difficulty.
See, I thought that was a choice, that it wasn't...
that it was like a beautiful British man's voice?
He was gone.
Well, I thought it was Pretzi kind of imagining that it was Herc, even though it wasn't Herc's real voice.
Oh, wow. Really?
Well, yeah, because we've heard Herc the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would there all of a sudden be a different voice?
What if Arnold was like, said to the director, hey, we got another hour before we have to wrap. I'd like to just do this thing. And he just improvises all off the top of his head. Because I do feel like he was like, my character needs closure. I need to go forward.
Pretzi?
Yeah.
You mean? Yeah.
Well, it's fucked up.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Hercules should have fucking taken Pretzi with him.
Or said goodbye.
Or said goodbye.
Or said goodbye.
Thank you. Here's a bag of riches and gold for taking me in.
I don't disagree with you, Paul.
It's everlasting life.
I won't say that that Hercules is a villain, but he is a not thoughtful jerk.
Why doesn't he like bring down one of the goddesses?
Just looking at this shot right now, that's not a hotel room.
It's a hotel room.
This is
three.
So
locks,
we're gonna watch the Pretzi, the last scene of the movie.
We are, and I think we can go back and talk about other stuff, but I feel like we're so in a Pretzi wormhole right now.
No, I agree.
Strongest guy in the world. Trying up, but a nothing like me.
Who is he talking to?
Well, he really made me feel like something. A half pint like me. I ain't never gonna forget him. Never.
Don't grieve, my friend. In the memory of Lisbeth, separation may have a quiet happiness all its own.
Herc?
We are friends, you and I. And nothing can take that from us.
Herc! Well, Herc, where are you, Herc? And what are you doing on my radio? Herc, it's me! It's Pretzi!
He knows it's Pretzi. He's talking to him through the radio. Why does he have to let him know?
I mean, would you be surprised if that scene ended with him putting a gun in his mouth? I wouldn't.
By the way,
I hope
that
there...
be... That's kind of a beautiful scene, right?
It's beautiful. Pine like me.
I have. Oh yeah. I have, will you go back? Will you click on it? Will you open it up? Can we watch the first couple of seconds of this again?
Yeah.
The half pint like me. I can't be the strongest guy in the world. Blah blah. And now just imagine that it's being played by this character is being played by a turtle. Okay. Now just watch. Just watch. It's a turtle.
Strongest guy in the world. Trying up, but a nothing like me. Imagine. Well, he really made me feel like something.
Yeah, a fucking turtle.
He is wearing tortoise shell glasses.
I also like, he's like, okay. I'm gonna do the scene, and he's like, okay, what's my eye line? And they're like, oh, the camera's over there, so your eye line is on the floor over here. He's the whole shot, he's looking down and off.
Well, I think...
A half pint like me.
I think the geography of the apartment is... That's
hotel.
The bed,
hotel.
Oh, the hotel,
hotel
sorry.
Hotel.
Damn it. That he's looking at the bed. That's where Hercules slept, on the bed, and he's like...
Really? Oh, wow. Okay, maybe.
I don't know, because I will throw this out. Watching it now, when he's talking to the radio and saying, it's me, are you in there, or whatever he says, it seems as though he might think Hercules is in there. Like, is in there.
Well, he says, what are you doing in my radio?
My radio.
That is a line in the movie.
It's like,
which would
in
lead
there.
You to believe that Pretzi believes Herc is in the radio.
Yes.
I just saw for a moment, like, you look sad when you watch that monologue.
Oh, it's devastating. It is. I don't like when characters have no dignity. I don't. I don't. And so when he says a half pint like me, it's like, oh, it's so sad. It's very
maybe
sad.
Maybe these dock workers were beating him up, and he was. That's maybe why he got into it.
It
like,
definitely
they
felt
beat up
like,
the pretzel man.
He definitely felt like he needed this friendship. Like, this, for Pretzi, this movie is really about Pretzi. Pretzi has the most interesting arc of the movie. You know?
The only arc,
Hercules,
arguably.
Hercules just does a series of nonsensical things.
Not even the Herculean tasks. Didn't Hercules have, like, tasks? And
the one that he did do is fight a bear.
Well, because even when Hercules...
A bear wearing sneakers, look closely.
I love when he's fighting the bear, and the woman, the girl that he's on the date with, the daughter of the professor, goes, beat him up!
I love that the zookeeper or the police had the wherewithal to be like, bear is loose, and this one's known to be surly and dangerous. Not like the other grizzly bears who are polite.
Was it
and
the
kind.
Docile and safe one? Nope.
Just surly.
Wait, why was a bear loose? Why was a bear loose?
He just broke out.
Oh, he just broke out of the zoo. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
No, Central Park Zoo used to be real loosey-goosey. Yeah.
Jeez.
By the way, Central Park looks like shit in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, they drive cars all over, like, the Great Lawn and ripping it up.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, this is an era where New York was, like, in the fucking toilet. You know, this is just a couple of years away from, like, Son of Sam, like, that era of New York where everything is super bleak and difficult. Not like the beautiful city that you all live in now. Hooray! We did it!
Do we want to talk a little bit? I mean, I want to get into the chariot chase, but I also want to just talk about the wrestling aspect of this movie.
Sure.
Because...
And the mobsters?
Oh.
Yeah!
Mobsters. So, the movie was done in 1969, and wrestling could make front page news. I mean, the newspaper spins, blah, 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 strongest man, wrestler. And then they clearly have no footage of wrestling. They can't afford it. So they just use, like, old weightlifting competition photos?
Basically.
And then they go, okay, yeah, he's a big wrestler now. But we never, ever see him wrestle.
That and the competition that you think would be between two wrestlers where they would wrestle is just weightlifting.
Yeah. Which is his strong suit.
And he loses.
Well, and also, because his strength has been taken away there.
Yes,
by
of course.
Zeus. But even without his strength.
No, by Zeus's wife.
Nemesis?
Nemesis. But even without
Juno,
his strength,
yes.
he still has a lot of strength.
He lifts 750 pounds, right?
Yes.
And that's not, by the way, they took away his strength, but yeah, it's that's good. If I could bench, like, just cold lift 750, I'm happy with that.
Well, the following his strength was a thing that I was confused by. Because going back to this board on the docks.
Yeah.
I think the board on the docks does open it up for a lot of discussion. Go ahead.
I was like, Hercules should be able to push these guys over on the thing, right?
Yeah.
But I understand there was a lot of stunt tricks on the docks of hidden guys over onto the thing.
Yep. Knocking guys' heads together.
Yes, knocking guys' heads together. And then the bear, being able to beat up a bear. And then the only difference in showing he's weak is this 250 pounds. He can't lift 1,000 pounds.
Right. That was the height of his weakness. Like, you would think that he would get attacked. Like, he never, that's the only time he's weak. And correct me if I'm wrong, the end fight scene in the cardboard factory, he's
I got there. Great news, boss. I got us a final location. Yeah. What do we got? Please tell me steel mill. A cardboard factory.
He'll be throwing cardboard boxes and cardboard tubes.
Well, you tubes. Say, though, Abby, there's... because when I saw him push that board and all those guys go flying, I did have the thought, like, I think I could do that.
Exactly, me too. So I was like, why is this so hard for Hercules?
Right, and why is this the sort of, you know, example of his great strength?
Yes,
well, you would think that if Hercules, because Hercules does punch a lot of mortals, at which point I would think their heads would detach from their bodies. Yeah. That should be what happens.
He still seems like he's struggling on the boat. He's not taking them down with one punch.
No,
they're getting back up.
But then he does stuff which I also can't figure out. Like, why does he, like, grab onto the dock lift, the dock worker's forklift? Why does he do that? Why does he stop that forklift? And the guy's like, hey, what are you doing? Let it go. And he's like, I like your chariot. Where's the horses? And he's like, hey, guy, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he's just holding for, I don't know why. And then he just lets it go like, ha, 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 ha. Why?
But at the moment of his weakness,
he
does this thing that I loved, which is this.
Oh, it's amazing.
An all shucks moment.
Yeah. Amazing.
And over.
It was incredible.
It's the best.
Right. When he loses the match, he really gets upset in that hall.
Yes. Just like Tommy Wiseau. This is a Wiseauian performance.
I mean, he invented the Wiseau. The fight in the cardboard factory, then, well, I guess the chariot race leads to that. He gets caught up with these mobsters who take Pretzi out of the picture. The mobsters are making a lot of money on weightlifting.
You know, and wrestling.
But they also had a lot of money on this weightlifting competition.
Yes.
So, and then it seemed like everyone from their crew was going to take them down.
Yep.
There seemed about 20 or 30 of them at the end. And they're chasing him through the city. He steals a chariot from, like, a strong man? I don't know, like, what that guy was doing with
unclear.
A chariot.
Unclear.
Just a guy with a chariot in New York City who's stopping to get a hot dog.
It's New York. Yeah, there's a chariot on every corner. Don't worry about it. It's New York.
Which leads to your favorite moment in the movie, also my favorite moment in the movie, which we'll just show for you guys and we'll kind of... So the chariot has been running through the city. Now, clearly, he stole this chariot from a guy who was getting a hot dog. That's all you need to know for this. Here we go. So... the wheels fall off, just like the movie.
Look at Pretzi run.
Monster go with my chariot. I want my chariot.
You will be seeing that moment in Broad City Season 3.
I wrote down best
be the only ones
joke
that
in the movie. It is like a moment of clear genius.
Yes.
It's like, yes, this hot dog vendor is so intent on getting that sauerkraut. He's like, I will not, like, he has no invested interest in the chariot or this race,
nope.
But he literally ran
he's doing his
miles with sauerkraut on a fork to deliver it. Does not worry about anything. That is a great moment.
This whole thing feels like a Benny Hill sketch,
yeah,
with crazy bouzouki music in place of yakety sax. Like, you could play this whole thing and just a...
And why is... And again, to go back to the chariot, it looks like a Tarzan man.
Yep.
And a chariot, so it's not necessarily connecting. Shouldn't
it
just be like a Greek...
It looks like Crispin Glover.
He does.
In a Tarzan costume. His dick's really just like right there.
It's kind of puffed out.
Yeah.
And all 8-yard lines.
I auditioned for the hot dog vendor.
By the way, I respect.
I even wore my red sweater.
Best dressed hot dog vendor in New York.
That's when New York hot dog vendors knew how to dress.
Well,
not like
sort
the semi-homeless that are giving us hot dogs now.
But I think the hot dog vendor and Pretzi, like, they are selling pretzels and hot dogs, but they are...
Yeah, men of honor.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're lacking something in their life. They need to chase after these weird men.
Yeah. Ooh, I would love a movie that's based on these two dudes.
Yeah. I want to play a game with you guys. I want to play this.
What if this right here had been a scene from Tarzan in New York? And there was a whole other movie that took place concurrent, like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern
are
dead.
Together.
So this was the only scene they shared.
It's also weird that Hercules, I mean, maybe it's not weird, I don't know, but he doesn't ever think to just run. Like, he's got...
Or fly away, which
yeah,
he can do.
Although I don't know if he can do
well,
it
he has no powers.
Point.
Oh, right now he's depowered. I'm
but
sorry.
Still.
By the way, and again, just to talk about, they're tearing up Central Park. I mean, that was like, someone's like, yeah, fuck it, I don't care, shooting there. Drive cars, put a horse there.
Oh, this is when Central Park was basically like New York's toilet bowl, I think.
Yeah, they got the Central Park location for 2 bags of heroin.
two bags of tea.
The tea is silent, though. E. Here's my game for you guys. I'm gonna play you a clip. You tell me what Arnold Schwarzenegger is saying. This is the big come to Zeus moment. Here we go.
Mighty Zeus has more wisdom than Hercules. He knew better what is best for him.
Mighty Zeus.
Mighty Zeus.
Well, let's see what you guys think. Anyone know?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
Oh, gobbledygook.
I'm gonna play it one more time.
Mighty Zeus has more wisdom than Hercules. He knew better what is best for him.
What was best for him?
He knew better what was best for him.
All right.
Father of Hercules.
He has more wisdom. Let's take a look at the British version. Here we go. So here we go. And get a full explanation.
Mighty Zeus has more wisdom than Hercules. He knew better what is best
for him. There you go.
He knew. Oh boy, this movie is for. Wait, do you have Mercury?
I don't know if I have a Mercury.
Okay.
Clip. Yeah. No.
Did anybody? Okay.
I could really show
I have a
this
question.
Entire movie.
I have a question for the audience. Did anybody think that Mercury sounded like anybody else?
No.
I wish we had a clip. The guy playing Mercury sounds exactly like Adam Scott.
Before Adam Scott was born?
Yes.
Oh, one quick thing, and then I'm gonna go to the audience to get some questions in here. Did anyone notice what was weird when they sent Samson down to the fight?
He had short hair.
Anyone? Yes, Samson's from the Bible, not Greek mythology.
Yeah.
No one was doing the fact checking on that one. Yeah. Send out Samson.
Send Noah too.
Get Noah involved. Get them all.
Get all the strong men. Anybody who's strong from any kind of mythology. Send Thor down. I don't know.
But by the way, why at the end of the movie Zeus does travel to the mortal land.
He flies as a Hasidic man. Yes.
On the planet of Hasid. Yes.
Yeah. He flies down like he's...
But does he go down because it sounded fun?
Yes.
And was it fun?
Yeah, well, he gets all, like, jazzed up by, like, I want to go have a horny adventure. Because that's what Zeus does. Zeus goes to Earth, he fucks a bunch of Earth broads, has a bunch of children, some of whom gestate in his thigh. It doesn't matter. And then he has all these, that's why Juno, Juno is not his wife. Isn't Hera his wife?
Hera's his wife.
Who's Juno? Is she? Okay, guys, I'm going to need you to elect a spokesman.
Ellen Page is Juno.
Guys, you need to stop freaking out. I understand 2/3 of you were classics majors. And you need for us to know how smart you are, but relax.
All right, I'm going to come to the audience for some questions. Here we go. Sir, I'm going to start with you. All right. When the microphone comes to you, you can talk out loud. All right, so here we go. In your best Schwarzenegger say, I am Hercules. Say, I am Hercules, then your real name, and then your question. Here we go.
I am Hercules.
Right.
Really good.
My name's Rick. And do you think the wheel falling off in the chariot scene was deliberate or completely accidental?
Oh, great question.
Interesting.
I feel like everything in this movie was accidental.
Yeah.
Like, and that chariot lasted way longer than they thought. All right. Okay, sir, you got your best Hercules. And then, and if you're back here, come to me. So here.
I am Hercules.
Yeah, good. Really good.
That was not good. My name's Brett. I was just wondering, they shot a lot of scenes during the day, but made them nighttime. And the editing person was terrible at doing that. Why?
Yeah, there's one scene when Mercury visits him in that room. Those curtains are like bound to the wall. It's like, that was clearly daylight.
And Pluto says, you can tell by how dark it is out. And it's clearly like daytime.
Light, yep. Yeah. And then in the middle of their conversation, Hercules is like, I'm going to take a shower. And starts to undress with Mercury and Prezi in the room, which is weird.
Here's a question. How many days did this movie take place over?
Oh, wow. Ooh.
1 week or 4 years?
Yeah.
All right, your best Hercules, your name, your question.
Oh, I'm Hercules.
Really good. Right. Really good.
Pretty good.
You know what? Half of that line is dudes who are like, I've got a pretty good Hercules impression. I'll think of a question while I'm online.
Okay, my question's about Prezi, who actually is famous. He was Top Cat, he was in Courage the Cowardly Dog, but he was also in the movie Ghost Dad. Like, and he played almost the exact same role. He would just...
In the Bill Cosby movie, Ghost Dad?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, huh. Ghost Dad, directed
that
by...
That late,
Disney
so
40.
He's still alive in like the 80s.
Courage the Cowardly Dog was 2002, so he's around.
Wow.
And so my question is...
Wait, he's still alive?
All right, so my question is...
He just said he was alive in 2002.
No, Prezi died in 2002. Is that what you said?
He played a character in 2002.
Okay, that was the last time we saw him. Okay.
Got it.
Anyway... My question is, do you think Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier were sitting around watching this movie, just looking at it like, that guy, that's the guy who we need in our movie, reacting to our ghost effects?
You want us to analyze the thoughts of Bill Cosby?
Yes, I do, sir.
I just want to make sure that's the question you're asking right
now.
What
was Bill Cosby thinking in casting? We'll never know. I did hear he took a meeting with the actress in this movie, though.
Too soon!
Gotta wait for another 40 people to come out.
Too soon!
Let's get some ladies. If you're a lady, you can come to the front of the line. All right, come over here. Ladies.
Ladies, come on.
I do want to say that I think that Prezi did a great job.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ladies just jumped. Holy shit. Paul, are you okay?
Wow.
Look what just happened.
Grabbing ladies. The microphone.
Look what just happened.
Ladies.
Bitches,
we're
going
to have to go back to some guys in a second, too. All right, here we go. Your best Schwarzenegger. Your question.
I am Hercules.
Really good.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I just wanted
to hold the mic.
Really grabbing at that mic, Amanda.
I
hey,
mean,
Amanda.
Maybe I like to hold it this close.
All right,
is that okay?
Amanda,
so
we're gonna need you to let go of that mic.
My question is, you guys have not addressed the fact that this looks like
what?
A low-budget porn.
Oh boy.
Towards
Amanda.
The end of it, like, I just kind of want to know your thoughts on that.
Okay, do you watch a lot of low-budget porn, Amanda? Go back to your seat.
Go back, Amanda. All right. We have a lot of ladies now. We gotta go.
Ladies, we don't all have to grab the mic. Okay?
We're gonna get to a lot of you. We're gonna get to a lot. Here we go. Not everybody, but a lot. Here we go.
Paul, if you need help, you just let us know.
I was a little scared.
If you feel uncomfortable or scared.
I was a little scared there. All right.
Yep.
Your best Hercules.
But I love that all you did was say, like, how about some ladies? Next thing you know, you're drowning in titties. What's going on?
It really was.
You just have to yell that in a crowded place.
I'm going to try that later.
Best Hercules.
That was adorable.
Get ready for it.
I am Hercules.
Good. You know what? We're going to figure out who's going to ask this next question. That's great. Somebody's showing me a picture, which we'll not read on the podcast, but it's of a turtle with glasses, and it looks like Pretzi. Send that to us.
That girl gets it.
The best Hercules impression gets to ask this next question. Here you go.
You already did yours. Do it one more time.
I am Hercules.
Shit. I am Hercules.
That's terrible.
I'm Hercules.
That is terrible. Okay, terrible.
That was good.
I am Hercules.
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 I could do this for an hour. Just girls saying I am Hercules is legit one of the most erotic things I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that was tough. They were all very good.
Really?
I like the eye.
Do you want to just speed through their questions?
Yeah, here we go. Speed through questions. Here we go. Boom.
So Pretzi, we don't know his last name at all, I don't think.
Do you think his first name is Pretzel?
Not his given name. Pretzi is not his given name.
So when he's signing the contract, those three goons are like, hey, sign this contract.
Pretzi. Pretzi.
He either signs it Pretzi
or P-R-E-T-Z-Y.
Or he just draws a pretzel.
Ooh, he draws a pretzel. I like that. All right,
Pretzi,
your
go to your seat.
Super quick. One
speed
word.
Round.
Turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks. Go to your seat.
Great.
You're done.
Here we go. We're busting through.
All right, so my question, I wanted to know what you guys thought about the mobsters. I know we touched on
that. The mobsters?
They drive station wagons. That is not a mobster car.
And don't have guns.
Just cigars.
Don't have guns.
They're ready to duke it out at a moment's notice. All right, here we go. Joey, all right.
If you've asked your question, sit down.
Do your Hercules and then talk about John Candy.
It's going to be hard without moving my face to do it appropriately.
Move your face then, weirdo.
I don't know why. I didn't say him not to move his face.
Oh, what?
I didn't never told him not to move his
face.
Yeah,
so feel free. Oh,
yeah,
so
you're putting
for all future Hercules impressions, feel free to move your face.
He doesn't move his face, so why should I?
Oh, right, here we go.
I hate you.
Question revoked.
Question revoked.
Ha-ha! All right. Wait. What do you mean? He's very impassioned. What do you mean?
Oh. This is a subject of internet debate that I want you to clarify. Is John Candy in this movie? In that very first scene when he's shaking his fist in, like, right in front of the camera at a man hanging off of the ship, that is... 50% of Google searches say yes, John Candy. 50% say no.
Okay, we're going to settle this right now. Sit down.
All right.
I need to know.
We have moved on.
The John Candy debate will never be solved.
We will never. We know.
Yes.
We're not telling.
This was, by the way, telling people to get out of their seats was a terrible idea.
By the way, you have been
terrible idea.
Mobbed.
We'll not do this again.
For those of you listening at home, Paul is
currently being attacked.
I'm in a sea of people.
Well, see, the difference between New York and L.A. is L.A.
Nobody wants to hear it.
Nobody. New York, everybody's like, I need to fucking talk.
I love it.
You know what this show needs? Me talking into a microphone.
Who here? We're going to do two more questions. Who believes in their questions? So, everyone. In L.A., hands go down.
Okay.
Here, hands go up.
We got a speed round.
All right, speed round. Here we go.
Okay, so
Hold out your phone. Yeah,
the IMDb description says that Hercules is sent to Earth where he finds true love.
I already hate it. Sit down.
No.
You gotta get. From here on in, the question's gotta be real quick.
Really? It's gotta.
Is the true love that girl or Pretzi?
Great question.
Okay, hang on.
Great question.
June?
Pretzi.
Moving on.
I'm trying.
The man in the bear suit or Nick Cage in the bear suit and Wicker Man, who wins in a battle?
Okay, sit down.
Pretzi, by the way, is going to Brooklyn to buy his pretzels and then returning to the docks to sell them.
Don't we think the docks are in Brooklyn? Are we on the Red Hook docks? What docks are we at? Queens? Is he in Queens?
You're in Central Park 2 seconds later.
I will say that my favorite line in the movie is, he goes, these pretzels are heaven of the, food of the gods. He goes, oh, that's real funny. That's the name of the bakery that I get it from.
By the way, I enjoyed that whole scene in the cab ride about Apollo.
All right, one more question, because we got, okay. All right, I'm going to go to you.
Given that this movie came out in 1969, what did the characters of Mad Men think of it when they saw it?
A very good question. I was thinking about that today, as a matter of fact.
Well done.
Everyone sit down.
Well done.
All right, so obviously we had an opinion about this movie, but there are some people that disagree. These are second opinions.
Second opinions.
These are opinions that five-star reviews culled from Amazon about Hercules in New York. Okay. Hot dogs, pretzi, and airplanes. What can I say? The title says it all. Hercules, a strong young man looking to find his purpose in life, being judged by his father. Well, this doesn't make grammatical sense. Being judged by his father is hard enough, so he moves to New York and creates havoc in the big city. The hot dog vendor scene is the best. I would pay 300 yen to see that again. The guy chases the horseman, and it goes, bog. It's awesome. Bog. 5 stars. I don't know why the bog is in there. This is another good one. This is from Arnold Fan.
Of Arnold.
Which one? Yeah.
This film will make you appreciate why Arnold Schwarzenegger is the greatest and still is the greatest of all time. His phenomenal aesthetic mass at 6'1 tall is clearly evident in this film. Most competitive bodybuilders today are between 5'5 and 5'8 and look horrible. 5 stars. This is from Frida Tarvison. This movie is my favorite. I don't like people seeing it as a joke. It's a good film. Arnold's first! All in caps. A cool film indeed. Hercules is bored and he wants to go down to New York. And he finds it hard to fit in because of his enormous strongness.
It's a real fish out of water story.
My favorite quote in the film is when he talks to the coach and says, I want to show them how to throw the discus. And the coach says, you don't say. And Herc says, I do say. That is great. Another good thing in this film, just pure fighting. No overdriven explosive things, like in Eraser, or Red Scorpion, or Universal Soldier. Not to say it's bad, but sometimes you get tired of those things.
Tired?
T-I-E-R-D. This is a way cooler. 5 stars. And finally, the review is titled, A Cult Film for Bodybuilding Fanatics. This film's a must for those who love bodybuilders. It's actually a comedy, but every 5 minutes or so, you get to see Arnold take off a piece of clothing and flex. This is his first film, so his bod is much more beautiful than any other film. You'll never see a more beautiful male body in any film. 5 stars.
Wow.
And that is a second
opinion. That user's name was Creepy Weirdo, right?
Anything that we didn't cover that you guys feel like we need to talk about?
I mean, there's so much. Oh, the whole conversation. I love when they get, this is just like highlights that we didn't get to. They get in the cab on the docks. They drive, they do the whole scene before the cab driver goes, where are you going? They've been, and he goes, oh, we're in Central Park right here. They've already taken the ride without giving him any direction.
And it looks like the sketchiest part of Central Park. I was like, oh, Pretzi will now murder Hercules.
Yep.
You know, I love this other movie, and it reminded me of this, Coming to America.
You know what?
There's a
lot of similarities that you say it.
You're saying in that movie, Arsenio Hall is Pretzi?
Yes. I don't know. It cuts back to the dad, and he's like...
You're right.
It's like a...
I think there's a lot of similarities, but to June's point, he goes out of his comfort zone. He works at McDowell's.
Right.
Here, it would just be like the prince just beating people up.
Yes.
Yeah.
My last stray thought is, do you think Pretzi was nicknamed Pretzi or started calling himself Pretzi?
Nicknamed. I bet dock workers were like, hey, Pretzi. Like, because he's been there for years and they never bothered to learn his name.
I think it's like this. I think he's like, somebody buys a pretzel from him. He goes, hey, and if you want, you can call me Pretzi, because I sell pretzels. I'm the pretzel guy. Pretzi,
like
Pretzi. He's like, all right, man, thank you. I think he's giving it to himself and forcing it on other people.
Wow.
I'm Pretzi. Pretzi, pretzel guy. That's how you remember me.
That bumps me out so much.
Pretzi, when the mobsters show up to threaten Pretzi and are like, you better sign this contract, Pretzi. That scene, also very sad for Pretzi.
He's drinking and shaking so much.
Oh,
the director of this film was asked,
why?
To your point,
why
early
did you
on,
do this? Why
paid...
did you do this to us? How dare you? This is a war crime.
He was paid.
He was asked, is it a war crime to have done this movie?
Yeah.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Have you no honor, sir? These are all questions he was asked.
He was paid $1,000 a week to direct and said, are you surprised that Schwarzenegger ever worked again after this movie? And he said, yes, very.
That's what I mean. The idea that this performance exists from a man who is responsible for many of the highest grossing movies of all time is...
Sorry, that was
shocking.
Me.
Is shocking.
I think...
And a governor.
But
and
I think
a married
if
Kennedy.
You watch it very closely, there are glimpses of an actor in there. And I actually, I do think, I mean, of course it's a troubled performance, but there are moments, and I think you saw them too, there are moments where you see this, like, beautiful open face, and you want to cast him again.
Can I ask this question? Is it fair to say that most movie stars, like the biggest of biggest movie stars, you're going to see them and their personality, and I think that that's what shined through here. It wasn't about the acting. You want to see... A Will Smith
persona,
movie. Yeah, you're
like
seeing
the inherent charismatic whatever that lies beneath. Got it. Okay,
he's
maybe.
He's got it. He's got it.
Really? Because he like has a dead eyes and a placid face. He appears to be a buffoon.
This movie was made in 1969. He just released a low-budget indie movie where he plays the father to a zombie daughter.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
Yep.
Non-stop.
Yeah.
Man,
still doing it.
God bless. This guy is the American dream, even though he's
yes. Oh, for sure. For sure he is. It's unbelievable.
Nice
what
applause.
He's accomplished. Some applause for the American dream.
Yeah. America, indeed.
No, because you know why?
America.
You know why it doesn't get applause? Because this is New York, and New York is like, no, New York, fuck America.
I think we'd all agree that you would say, watch this movie, right?
Yes.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Watch this movie just for Pretzi alone.
Well, thank you guys for being here. But before we go, you can take your pictures now. But as you're taking your pictures, anything that anyone wants to plug, we can do a plug line there.
I just I put a bunch of stuff up on Craigslist.
Like good
side
stuff.
Tables and some lamps and stuff. So just check it out.
Oh yeah, we'll give you a good pose. We'll pose as we are letting you guys take pictures.
I'm really gonna fuck it up for people who are trying to take pictures. I'm gonna be much taller than everybody.
I would like to plug my new web series called Sheer RL, which is, which is recreations of MTV's TRL. And there you go. Terry Crews as Diddy, Brett Gelman as Marilyn Manson, Kumail Nanjiani as Mariah Carey, and a lot more.
Yes.
June?
I will plug the Netflix show I'm on, Grace and Frankie, which is out, and see it now. It's really great.
And Jason?
But just, you know, follow me on Twitter.
Okay, great. Oh, are you on Twitter now?
Not on Twitter, guys.
Oh, jeez. Abby, what's your name on Twitter?
It's just my name.
There you go. You can follow her, too.
Did it early on. Not very clever.
That's no, I'm just my name, too.
Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Cool, great.
Jason's not on it.
No, not
and
on it.
And you are what?
At Ms.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
June.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. Be cool, June.
Don't worry, I'll get half her money. Look at that. Boom, it's right there. Ms. June Diane. A big thank you to Avril Halley, who cut all these amazing clips. Our researcher, Nate Kiley. Dave, who's up on the board. Everybody here at Urban Plaza.
You
thank
know what?
You.
Paul,
yes.
You can follow us on Twitter, though.
Oh,
this
yes.
Show.
At HDTGM. That's all the initials. How did this get made? And if you have a correction or omission, put it on the Earwolf board, and we'll read it in the mini episode. Thank you guys for coming. The best outro of all time. Give it up for Abby Jacobson. She was amazing. Give it up, Jason Mantzoukas, June Diane Raphael. Thank you guys so much.
Great work, New York.
Good night,
New York City.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.